this course was the first time I've ever felt like this was it. This is absolutely it. There's no bells and whistles. There's no one's trying to sell you anything. There's just you do the exercises, and then you see how you feel, and it's the changes, and change is amazing. Once you get the skills on how to be a leader, you see how easy it is. It would have been all this time. It doesn't take any extra energy. It doesn't take any extra willpower or motivation or something that you think requires a limited source of energy. You're already using the energy, so why not, instead of wasting it, become the best you can be? This course has done that for me.
Hey, it's Joshua Spodek, and you just heard two highlights from the third segment of the full interview with Chris, who took my leadership course online. Hopefully you heard the highlights from the full interview on my blog post from January 13th. Today we'll hear the third segment of the full interview, which covers the process of learning leadership skills in the way of this course, how he's applying them to his life, beyond leadership to meaning, value, importance, and purpose, and what those terms mean, and what the value is of being a leader, and so on. At the end, I'll describe how to participate if you like. For now, here's a third segment of the full interview of someone who took my course online.
Sounds like when you talked about a changing idea of what leadership was, it was constantly improving and constantly becoming more effective.
Yeah, it was constantly improving, constantly becoming more effective, and every day was just, it was like starting all over again, but with greater skill. So like the humbleness of being a leader was still there. It was very interesting. It's very peculiar. This course was the first time I've ever felt like this was it. This is absolutely it. There's no bells and whistles. There's no one's trying to sell you anything. There's just you do the exercises, and then you see how you feel, and it's the changes, and change is amazing.
So would you recommend it to others?
I would recommend it to my dog if he can read. I would recommend it to, seriously, this is, from the week number three, I was already thinking of who can use this, and nobody asked me that question before. So I have a list of people. I'm like, I can't wait to show them this course. I can't wait till this is done so I can just show them, have them do it, and they're going to love it. They're just going to be better people because of it. And not by my standard, but by their own standard, which is more than what anyone else can ask for.
So having finished the course, you talked a lot about skills that you developed. Are you done with developing those skills? Do you plan to follow up?
It was funny. In the beginning, I thought this was the beginning. The beginning was the beginning. You know, weeks one, weeks two, week three, week four, week five. But as the weeks continued, I realized that the same exercises were popping up over and over again. I just became aware of the exercises. I became aware of the skills. The course is now over, and what I thought was going to be the end is now just the beginning. Now I have the tools. Now I know how to use the tools, and now I can practice even more. But this is still just the beginning.
I feel like I'm reading a bit of enthusiasm, some expectation of success. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, there was, in the beginning, I had this very singular reward that seemed very tantalizing. Like, oh man, I can't wait. I'm going to be such a leader. And then I finished. It's like, I got so much more than that. I got so much more out of that, and I didn't even realize that I wanted it.
I want to get to a little lower level of detail. Actually, first I want to ask you, can you comment on what does meaning mean to you? Meaning, value, importance, purpose, passion. These are terms that I think a lot of people throw around with leadership. Leadership coming from value, creating meaning and purpose. What did those words mean to you before the course, after the course, and if there was any difference and why?
Well, before the course, I saw those definitions as like these really intense emotions that either psychotic people experience or really genuine emotional people. After the course, I realized that anyone can feel those emotions on any different level, whether it's a low level or a higher level. And that passion and every other word you just said, they're all things that make up a leader. But it's the organization, it's the understanding of all those different emotions in yourself that makes a leader. And I keep using the word leader, but really, we're all leaders. You just have to know, like, once you get the skills on how to be a leader, you see how easy it is. It would have been all this time. It doesn't take any extra energy. It doesn't take any extra willpower or motivation or something that you think requires a limited source of energy. You're already using the energy, so why not, instead of wasting it, become the best you can be? This course has done that for me. This is still the beginning, and I'm already thinking of I'm wondering what it's going to be like even 6 months from now or even a year from now. as the natural skill is already there, I have the urge to practice it every day.
You said anybody can be a leader. What's the value of being a leader? Why? I mean, who cares? Why not just do a good job without leading?
Well, the thing is, there's so many people that achieve great things. Let's say, for example, there's Steve Jobs from Apple. There's Michael Jordan from basketball. There's so many people that when you think of a specific area in life, you think of one person that rules all of them. You know, there's all these different people, and they're just like us. They're just like everybody else. But when you say, well, why not you? Why can't you do that? They say, oh, no, not me. I can't. No. Well, I could, but that's too much energy. You know what? You can do that. And a lot of motivational tapes say, you can do it, And I hate that because it doesn't really give you any kind of access to the skills required to actually do it. Can you do it? No, you can't do it. It takes a lot of leadership skills. Get leadership skills? Okay, then you can do it. If you want to achieve something like something bigger than yourself, you need a team of people to do it. And that team has to be passionate and as emotional as you are. And they have to love doing what they're doing for you. And the only way to do that is to be an awesome leader. And to be an awesome leader, you need the skills in this course.
Hey, Josh here again. I'll continue more of the interview tomorrow. If you like what you heard and want results like Chris's, I'm piloting the course with a small group for free before putting it out to the public. Contact me at joshuaspodek.com. That's joshuaspodek.com if you'd like to participate. Thank you.